I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Prosecutors had previously considered charges against a man who killed a Colorado sheriff's deputy and wounded four other officers in the Denver suburb of Highlands Ranch on New Year's Eve. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
In the weeks before the shooting, prosecutors weighed criminal charges against shooter Matthew Reel over angry emails he sent to police and court staff over a November traffic citation. Denver's KMGH-TV reports that in mid-December, a little more than 2 weeks before the attack, officials determined there were no grounds for charges. 29-year-old Douglas County Sheriff's Deputy Zach Parrish was killed in the New Year's Eve ambush. At a memorial service Friday, Parrish was remembered by family and colleagues as a loving husband and father who was deeply committed to his work as a deputy. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The number of electric cars on Colorado roads is expected to increase exponentially over the next decade, and state officials are figuring out how to keep those vehicles charged. The Denver Post reports that as more drivers switch to electric, Colorado utilities will need to supply more electricity and improve the power grid to meet the added demand. State officials are also working to coordinate efforts to build a network of electric vehicle charging stations. Colorado is part of a recently created coalition of eight states seeking to electrify thousands of miles of highways in a coordinated way. This is 91.5 KRCC News.